Welcome to the official podcast of Apostolic Lighthouse. We'd like to thank you for listening today. We pray this message blesses you and encourages you to see that God is working in your life. Enjoy the message.
We're such a happy group. I love it. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Well, my friends, as women do when we get a gift card, my sister and I went shopping, okay? And we had exhausted all of our local TJ Maxx home goods options. So one Sunday after church, we drove out to Orange County to see what they had over there because maybe they'd have a better selection. And after finding some fun items that we absolutely did not need, but men, you do that too, right? Come on, Home Depot.
Amen.
How many tools do you need for the same function? But it's fine. Women do that too. Well, we got some items, and then we made our way to the checkout line. And you guys, this line was so long, it looked like the TSA screening line at the airport. The line was so long that I did that thing where you assess what's in your basket to determine if it's really worth that wait. And I thought, you know what? It is. So little by little, the line inched forward. And as stores do, the shelves along the checkout lane were packed with all kinds of goodies, right? Candles, trinkets, candies, food. It's mysterious to me why TJ Maxx carries food. Do we trust it? Like, where did it even come from? What's the supply chain? I don't know, but I don't buy food from there. But anyway, it was packed. So all kinds of last-minute distractions before you got to the register. Well, after kind of skimming that and realizing that I didn't need anything more, my eyes settled on one of the cashiers. And she was focused on her customer, but I studied her closely because her presence was tangible. Her joy, infectious. She didn't look like me. She didn't speak like me. I had never before seen her in my life, and by all accounts, she was a complete stranger, but I recognized her. After some time, we finally cleared it and made our way to the front of the line, and the cashier that I had noticed before met my eye, smiled, and waved me on. Well, there was still a customer standing right in front of her. So I started making my way forward. Well, if you know Renee, she's a rule follower. So she was actually waiting for the digital monitor to say, cashier one, ready. But she got it, like, no, we're good. So we went up to her counter and we started talking, and she started complimenting the stuff that we had put on our basket and that we were purchasing. And then she complimented our outfits, and we told her that we had just come from church, and her already sunny countenance lit up even more. And she said, "You're believers? Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah," she said. What she said next will stay with me for the rest of my life. She looked us dead in the eye and said, "The Holy Ghost recognizes itself."
Amen.
Well, we talked some more about the goodness of God. And as she finished bagging up our items, I felt to do something, that I've never done in my entire life. I felt to reach across the counter and hug her. And I started to pray for her. The Holy Ghost fell in the crowded Orange County TJ Maxx Home Goods Superstore with two lanes of traffic lined up behind us and like over eight registers, beep, 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 beep. And we began to pray, and we began to pray, and we began to pray. And then Renee stepped in and she started to pray for her. And it was the most beautiful time of worship, and the Holy Ghost flowed out of her so freely, it was like rivers of living water, that beautiful Amen. Heavenly language. Well, after that time of prayer, we hugged her, and you know what's funny? Somebody called out from the line, and they said, "I want a hug." I thought, we're going to, let's turn this place into church, okay? I just kind of went, and then walked out, you know? So we got in the car. We got everything packed in, and thank God for the little gift card. And Renee turned to me, and she said, "Wasn't that amazing?" And I turned to look at her, and she said, "We just met an ambassador." Matthew 5:14 says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Let's get something perfectly clear. When you walk into a room, the atmosphere should change. If people were frowning before you walked in, they should be smiling by the time that you leave. When you walk into or out of a store, a restaurant, your workplace, out of that booth, your server should be feeling better about their day after having connected with you. Customers on the phone, co-workers, whoever you deal with in your day-to-day should be feeling better about their day. And maybe they weren't smiling before, but they sure are now. And maybe they don't even understand why they're smiling after having dealt with you. But we know that it's Jesus within us that allows us to see you, to be kind to you, to love you as Christ would love you, because it's God in us, the hope of glory.
Yes.
Colossians 1:27 says, "To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory."
Uh-huh.
A couple of weeks ago, my sister and I met up with a friend for dinner, which I, you know, if anybody knows me, I'm like on a rigorous schedule during the week, so getting me out in the middle of the week is like, okay. But it had been some time, so we agreed to meet up with this friend for dinner, and the hostess sat us at a booth, and we were just chit-chatting with our friend, and then the server came up to the table, and my sister said, "Hi, how are you today?" to the server. And she goes, "Oh my word, thank you so much for asking me how I'm doing." She said, "I'm doing really good, thank you." And she said, "Wow, she just couldn't believe it." Well, we talked with her for a little bit more, and she said, "You know what? I came over to welcome you to the restaurant, and you guys are making me feel welcome at your table." And she pointed to an empty chair next to me, and she said, "I want to sit down." I said, "Come on, girl, sit down." What she said next broke my heart. She said, "You know, most people don't even look up at me, don't even make eye contact with me. They just tell me what they're ordering." God, help us not to be like everybody else.
Yes.
If we are blending in with the world, how can we ever make an impact? How can we ever point someone to Jesus? You know what's more important than your food order and your side of ranch and your extra crispy and your, you know, I'm that person too. Connecting with the server is more important than your order.
Yes.
Making sure that they feel seen and appreciated. You may be the only one that day, that week, that month that even bothered to look up at them and say hello. And it's down to the way that we do our jobs. Colossians 3:23 says, "And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ."
Yeah.
It's by his grace and for his glory.
Amen.
You know, we don't work for man. Sure, there's a guy that's called CEO and an HR department that writes my paycheck, but God gave me this job. And we need to do our work as unto him. People are always watching us.
Yes.
You know, your witness in the workplace could just be that you don't get bent out of shape when everybody else is stressed out. It's not mine to carry. All I have to do is come to work and give my best. 1 Peter 5:7 reminds us and invites us to cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. You know, we're fragile, in case you didn't know it. I don't care if you work out in the gym and can bench press 240 pounds, you're fragile. Try breaking something and then, you know, we'll talk. We are not meant to carry things. God does that for us. But when we get worried, when we get anxious, when we get fearful, it's because we are trying to control things that are beyond our control. We are trying to carry things that we were never meant to carry. Give it all to Jesus, casting all your cares on him, for he cares for you. I know the peace speaker. I know him by name. All right, on to the next topic. Can we talk about expressions of faith just for a second? If you have an I love Jesus bumper sticker, but you're cutting everybody off on the road and you have road rage, you're a horrible driver, that's not really a good witness or an example, is it?
Right.
Our outward expressions of faith are important, sure, but they are hypocritical if they do not match up to a heart after God. If I am not full of God inside, it doesn't matter if I wear an I Love Jesus t-shirt or if I dress a certain way or if I look a certain way. If I am not so full of God inside, then I haven't got it.
Yes.
Matthew 23:25 says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also."
Yes.
Listen, I fully believe in outward expressions of faith, and I believe that it can protect our holiness, and I think it's important to protect our spiritual man, but we have got to be most careful, most diligent, most responsible for and important what is in our hearts, that they're right before God.
Yes.
You might fool someone into thinking that you are a Christian because of your keychain, because of your bumper sticker, but God sees in secret what we are doing. God sees our hearts, and he knows whether or not we are wholly committed to and sold out for him.
Yes, Lord.
1 Samuel 16:7 says, "For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart."
That's right.
You know, to me, that's encouraging, because you ever feel like people just don't see you, they don't get you, they don't understand you? God does. He sees you. He knows where you're at. He sees the beauty of your heart. And as my cousin told me recently, he keeps perfect books.
Right.
So what if instead of a bumper sticker on my car, which I don't have, by the way, they could feel something different about me? Like our new friend at Home Goods, surely there was something different about her. I knew it. Nobody had to tell me. I felt it. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. This word ambassador, let's talk about it. What does it mean? This is fun. It is an accredited diplomat sent by a country as its official representative to a foreign country, appointed for a special and often temporary diplomatic assignment. When you are born again of water and spirit, you take on a new name, and you become sons and daughters of the Most High God, King of Kings, His Majesty, King Jesus, which makes you royalty.
Yeah.
Our country changes from an earthly one to a heavenly one, and we become official representatives of heaven to the lost and dying world around us.
Right. Praise God.
I think, let me check this scripture I was going to read. 1 Peter 2, verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Beloved, I urge you as foreigners and strangers." See, we become foreigners and strangers. when we are born again into the kingdom of God, because this world no longer makes sense. It starts feeling strange because it is. Yes. To abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul, keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds as they observe them, glorify God on the day of visitation.
Yes.
We have got to be so full of God that it overflows. John 7:38 says, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow what?"
River.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we sleeping? "Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Listen, God is so big and he is so vast and he is so great that the intent is not just for him to fill your heart and then stop there, but for you to be so full of the Lord, so full of his Spirit, so full of the Holy Ghost, that anyone that you come into contact with gets into contact with the overflow.
Yes.
Remember the splash zone at Shamu Stadium?
Yep.
Anyone old enough to remember that? Honey, if you're in the right section, you're getting drenched, right? Down to your sneakers that will be squeaking for the rest of the day because they are so full of water. We ought to be so full of God that it splashes onto each and every person that we come into contact with. It's an immediate, there's something different about you. It's an immediate, you're so kind. It's an immediate, you guys are the nicest people that I have ever met because it's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. If you were to ask me if I'm a cup half empty or a cup half full kind of person, I would tell you neither. Psalm 23:5 says, "My cup runneth over." Other versions say, "My cup overflows." You know, we have this water dispenser at work, and I drink a lot of water. And so I start my day with these two disposable paper cups, and I fill them up, and then I walk my way from the kitchen all the way down the hall back to my office. Well, I often overfill them. So there is a trail of water droplets on the carpet behind me, and then it'll dry by the time I'm going back to get my second, dose of water. Look at the last verse of Psalm 23. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." What if goodness and mercy not only follows you, but like that trail of water following me from the kitchen back to my office, it's what we leave behind when other people come into contact with us. It's what's part of the overflow. God in us, the hope of glory. Goodness and mercy. Well, they were rude to me. Goodness and mercy. They didn't make eye contact, goodness and mercy. You know what? If you are a reactor, then you can't be an ambassador. I'm either going to react to your bad behavior or I'm going to be an ambassador and treat you with goodness and mercy. And often when you choose the latter, the goodness and mercy, they break and they say, "I'm so sorry. I've had such a hard day. I have had such a hard week. The customer before you was so rude to me." Goodness and mercy.
Yes.
Goodness and mercy.
It is mercy.
And somebody in the house today might be thinking, overflowing? You don't know what it took for me to get to church today. I just try to get here, mind my own business, and get enough in me to get me through the week. And then I'll be back next Sunday. First of all, I'm glad you're here. But I would argue that you really haven't tapped into the fullness of what's available to you in Christ Jesus. John 4:14. "But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst." It doesn't stop there. It goes on to say, "But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." He is the God of exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, creating in us a fountain so that other people can be filled. We can pour it out, and we will never run dry because it is God in us, the hope of glory. God, let me quench somebody's thirst. Let your Spirit in me be a light and a witness to somebody else. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom. And when the Lord lives within you, you bring that with you everywhere you go. So whether it's a classroom that you're walking into every day, a college campus, a job site, a home, an appointment, you name it, you are bringing his presence with you, and the atmosphere should change for the better.
Yes.
All right, there's one more thing we need to cover, and then we're done here today. We need to talk about home. Home is where the heart is. It's where your devices sync to Wi-Fi the moment your car drives up to the driveway. It's where you can take a deep breath after a long day and really let your hair down. But hear me today, your home will forever and always be your first and greatest mission field. If you can be kind to strangers but not to your own family within the four walls of your home, you're missing it. If your own family watches you leave for church and you come back and you treat them poorly, disrespectfully, full of judgment, without the light and love of Jesus, is that true Christianity?
No.
You're praying for them to come. You preach to them every chance that you get. But a true ambassador of Christ shines inside the house and outside of the house. The truth is, you shine everywhere that you go. And I'm not saying that we don't have an off day. Hi, I am the, if there's a hot mess express, I'm the conductor of that train. I'll be the first to say, okay? Hot mess express here, checking in for duty. So we're going to have an off day. We're going to say things that we shouldn't. And boy, do we take it out on the people closest to us, don't we? Because we're related, so they have to forgive me. Mistakes happen, and we're not perfect. But we've got to take full responsibility for our actions, for our bad behavior, for our wrongdoing, and then we've got to course correct. If you are the only one coming to, in your house that is coming to church and you're not the first to apologize, you're getting it wrong. Just because you come sit in the house of God doesn't make you righteous and like you didn't mess up. You better be the first to apologize. You better be the example, not the last, because you know what? But for the grace of God, there go I.
Yes.
Your first and your greatest mission field has to be your home base. And may the family that we are praying for, that we are trying to win to God, that watch us come and go every single day, and they're the closest to us, may they be the first to say, there's something different about you. When you come back from church, you bring a peace with you. I want what you have. May it be said of the people closest to us that they see an ambassador of heaven in me and in you. Remember dialing an old number? I'm like doing a bunch of old references today. Might as well, let's just talk about Blockbuster and everything else that's like a dinosaur, right? Remember dialing an old number that was no longer good? We're sorry. You have reached a number that is disconnected or no longer in service. Please try again. Let that not be us when someone needs a lifeline. We've got to have our head up, not down. We've got to be looking around. My steps are ordered of the Lord. That means if I come into contact with you, there's a reason. Yes. How can I serve? How can I bless? How can I overflow? How can I leave goodness and mercy with you before I leave you?
Praise God.
We've got to be a lifeline, instant, ready, available in season and out of season, ambassadors generously spreading the good news and the light and love of Jesus. And for anybody that says, well, yeah, I'm nice, but I'm shy. So let me just remind you, the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So there's nowhere that your feet touch that you walk that's not a home court advantage. You treat people differently when you're hosting them in your home than when you go to be hosted, right? As ambassadors, we are always the host. I don't need you to compliment me. I'm going to compliment you first. I don't need you to make me smile. I'm going to make you smile first. When I have Jesus, I don't need outside input. I don't need you to tell me I did a good job. I don't need a pat on the back. I just need to know that I carried out His will, His way, His plan, and His purpose in this moment. So remember, shy or not shy, we can all be kind. Home court advantage, it all belongs to God. Let's shine brightly for Jesus, and may the ripple effect, the rivers of living water that flow out of Apostolic Lighthouse Church, touch countless people so that when we get to heaven, God points out and says, "You thought you were a church of this many, but really your reach is far beyond what you could have ever imagined." Let us be ambassadors in Jesus' name. God bless you.
What an incredible message. Thank you again for joining us on the podcast, and may God bless you.